Hallmark Occasions, a Stargate fanfic written by Sally M., read by Katie Hart. Summary. Greetings for all occasions. Done for a live journal challenge to cover those times in our heroes' lives that standard cards just don't cover. An invitation to the late Dr. Jackson's annual wake. Dr. Jackson will, as usual, be available for questions and an update on procedures when returning from the dead for all those who may need it in the future. That means all of us. Black crepe optional, but always a nice touch. The SGC Science Department. Happy 150th birthday, Braytac! And you don't look a day over 103, you old coot. I trust there's cake? O'Neill of Minnesota. Your first alien wedding! How romantic! To SGA-1, on their meeting of soulmates. Hell, that takes us all back. If you must know, Shepard, it's 23 for the team and still counting, 16 for Jackson alone. And no, we're not laughing here, no siree! SG-1. Inviting you to a blessed separation of soulmate ceremony. SGA-1 asks you to share with us tea, cake, and spiritual, physical cleansing, and observe the first blessed separation of soulmates, as we Athosians call it. Also, I understand, known on Earth as no-fault divorce. Among the Atlantis team. In accordance with my people's traditions, there will be symbolic death do us part. Colonel Shepard is to bring the fighting rods, followed by a short sojourn for further refreshments and bandages in the infirmary. Taylor. To Rodney and Laura, a very special couple, on their body-sharing experience. And for sharing the experience with us in detail. Way TMI, McKay. Elizabeth, John, Carson, Taylor, Radek, and Ronan. To McKay and Cadman, two hearts, one body. Be grateful it wasn't worse. Ask Jackson and Vala if you don't believe us. Mitchell and Carter. Bon voyage across the universe, Daniel. We'll miss you. Have fun in Atlantis. Love, Sam and Teal'c. Welcome back, Daniel. So sorry you didn't make it, again, and hope you're feeling better and less spotty soon. See you when you get out of interstellar quarantine. Love and sympathy, Sam and Teal'c. Get over the intergalactic Jabberwock pox soon, to Colonel Cadwell and the crew of the Daedalus. Sincere thanks for saving my archaeologist, but we all should have known something would happen to stop Dr. Jackson reaching Atlantis. Glad you're all recovering and hope the multicolored spots stop burbling. That's a new one, isn't it? Soon. General O'Neill. Get over the intergalactic Jabberwock pox soon. And you're never leaving this galaxy again, Daniel. Jack. Happy second 21st birthday, Mini-Me. Hope it's as good as the first 21st was, remember? From me. Happy birthday, Mini-Sir. I trust it's going better than Sir's. Don't ask. Best wishes, Carter. Happy second 21st birthday, Jack. Hope it's as good as your first, and his first 21st, and an invitation to General Jack's 6th birthday party. Don't look at me. I didn't tell him to touch the faux choco fountain of youth. Yours, Daniel. It's a girl! It's a boy! It's a... whatever! Dear Shepherd, congratulations on your new baby fluffy squidopoid. Sam and I warned you about sacred alien sex rites. Mitchell. Congratulations on your first alienectomy. Dear Dr. Lam, I hear it went splendidly. Human and evil otherworldly incubus are both doing as well as can be expected. Dead, in the latter case, I take it. I agree that those photos should make splendid good luck cards to hand out for all the SG-1 or SGA teams before missions. Dr. Carson Beckett, MD. Happy birthday, Danielle. If Chaka know you be coming, Chaka bake a guawood. Chaka. Missing you while you're in that other dimension. To Mitchell and Sam. Hope you're corporeal sometime soon. Daniel and Tilk. Congrats on making it through your fifth alien invasion. To Dr. Weir. Well done. But no, you can't let McKay and Zelenka keep the invader's mega deathtronic cannon. Trust me. And send it through the nearest wormhole before the IOA find out and give it to Carter as a wedding gift. Don't ask. Generals Landry and O'Neill. You're engaged! Again! Carter, how many times has Daniel told us never eat the alien betrothal cake? And really, three alien princes this time. If you're trying to beat SG2's record, you won't. O'Neill. To a special foursome on their engagement. Sam, how many times have you heard me tell Jack never to eat the alien betrothal cake? No, I won't be your bridesmaid. The alien invitations say they will be required to wear pink, as in pink icing, and will be the main course in the wedding breakfast. Love, Daniel. You blew up your first Stargate. Rodney, just tell Dr. Weir it's an official SGC rite of passage, and that Felger's on his third anyway. Sam. You blew up your first planet. Dr. Lee, have you been hanging around Colonel Carter too long? Landry. Bon voyage again, Daniel. Have a wonderful time in Atlantis. Sam and Teal'c. Condolences on your untimely passing. To Dr. Jackson. Our deepest sympathy. It was a sad, if habitually heroic, way to go. You'll always be remembered. See you next trip. Colonel Caldwell and the crew of the Daedalus. Get undead soon. To Dr. Jackson. So sorry you did not make it to our fair city alive. Best wishes, Dr. Weir and all of Atlantis. P.S. Dr. McKay wants to know, once you're not dead anymore, could you ask the General if this means we don't get the new ZPM you were bringing with you? Welcome back to the land of the living. And you're definitely never leaving this galaxy again, Daniel. Never, Jack. You blew up your fifth sun. Carter, I'll say it once more. It is not a competition. And anyway, you're way out in front. O'Neill. Good news, to McKay. The doctor says you're feeling better and you'll soon be back to normal. All six of you. your affectionate team. Bad news. To all of Atlantis. The doctor says McKay is feeling better and will soon be back to normal. All 7, so far, of him. McKay's apologetic team. With sincere thanks from the SGC. Dear Dr. Weir, your gift of 9 additional McKays has been received, and your thoughtfulness and generosity will not be forgotten. Ever. General Hank Landry. Your 500th wraith. How wonderful. Congrats, Ronan. Couldn't happen to a nicer Setadin. From your proud teammates. Happy Parents' Day! Oh, come on, Shepard. How were Sam and I supposed to warn you that sacred alien sex right baby fluffy squidopoids multiply each year? Heaps of good wishes. You're gonna need them. Mitchell. Your first trip off-world. To SG-142. Just remember, the answer to life, the universe, and everything just may be out there. If you don't die first. Or even if you do. SG-1. To the alien elder god, Mabbos Knigotaush. Although any alien elder god who consumes Dr. Jackson and Dr. McKay deserves everything they get. Thanks for returning them, and hope to somewhere inside your unmentionably unholy interior aches goes away soon. Elizabeth Weir, Atlantis, and Jack O'Neill, Earth. Get well and less purple soon. To Radek, from Rodney. Happy 25th wedding. To General O'Neill and all of SG-1. Especially Colonels Mitchell and Carter. No laughing here, honestly. Tayla says she knows a good divorce ceremony you can borrow. If your new man-eating mammoth lily husbands and wives drink tea, that is. Colonel Shepard, Dr. McKay, Tayla M. again, Ronan Dex. The end.